there was an opportunity towards the end of yesterday for a happier feel to things, where we could sit down and watch the football and think, right, you know, that's been a heavy old day and we've been reminded of so much death and destruction. We'll watch the football and everything will be great because Wales will get to the European Euro 2016 finals. At least that's what we were hoping for.
Rafael Guerrero with the cross. Ronaldo! Cristiano Ronaldo breaks the deadlock. Adrian Silva to Rafael Guerrero. Away by Chester, it's as far as Ronaldo, and he fits on in, and he scored, it's 2-0.
2-0, Ronaldo, Nani, night-night Wales. But my goodness, apart from those 3 minutes in the game, they actually gave a darn good account of themselves. Maybe a little nervous in the first half. But over the course of the competition, stand up, you Welsh men and women, and be so proud. There'll be some homecoming for the team. Let me speak to Mark McIntosh from The Sun. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
There'll be some welcome home for Wales. An incredible journey for them.
Absolutely amazing. It must have been so heartbreaking for them last night. You know, as you said, the game was there for the taking as well, and that's probably what makes it worse. But every one of those to a man, they can be so proud of what they've done. You know, you saw the homecoming in Belfast for the Northern Ireland team after a great campaign for them, and certainly Iceland as well when they come home. But Wales have been a step above again, and they're going to deserve all of the praise they get.
It is amazing when you think of the English fans, the English players, the English hype, the English coverage, and how they flopped. But yet and all, Northern Ireland, the Republic of Ireland to an extent, the Republic of Ireland maybe felt that they didn't do as well as they'd have liked to have done considering their successes in the 1990s. But certainly the Republic of Ireland, certainly Northern Ireland and Wales, so much to be proud of. And yet and all, the English are totally in the doldrums. It's a strange game, football, isn't it?
It is. You know what, though? I mean, a lot of people could have predicted this at the start because, you know, Northern Ireland and Wales have something very similar, you know, in common. It's the collective is so much stronger than any great individual. And yes, Wales have Gareth Bale. You know, he is a world-class player. But England just always seem like a team of individuals. They never look like a team. They don't seem to know how to play at tournaments. Whereas Northern Ireland and Wales had absolutely nothing to lose when they went into this tournament. And it's just been fantastic. And the big thing, you know, big players have turned up when it's mattered. And unfortunately for Wales, that's what went against them last night, because Portugal's one truly sensational player did turn up, and it was good night.
Yeah, I just keep thinking that England have nothing to lose either. They've never achieved anything. The whole way through my life, I've never, ever seen them win anything. Yet and all, they always expect to win. Maybe they just need to take a long, lingering look at themselves and realise that they can benefit from the knowledge that has been imparted from the likes of Michael O'Neill or Chris Coleman. Have a look at what team spirit is all about.
Very much so. I think that they have to go back to the basics. There's no doubt about that. You say, you know, England have never won anything in your lifetime. But, you know, we still hear about 66 and we hear about all the close shaves, you know, in 1990 and 1996. It's time to forget all of that and just concentrate on what they can do now. Because if we're all being honest, they have much better players than Wales and Northern Ireland and Iceland and the Republic of Ireland, but they never deliver. So there's something clearly missing. And to me, it is that sort of that team spirit. And it does just seem like a group of individuals thrown together. And they never seem to have a plan. And that's why Roy Hodgson fell on his sword straight away, because he just... You know, he didn't seem to have a clue what was going on. The players didn't seem to have a clue. I mean, you look at the likes of Chris Coleman, Michael O'Neill, you know, there's such a difference there. And England just have so much to learn. But, you know, there's an arrogance attached with English football as well. And I'm just not convinced they'll look at those things and learn from it.
Yeah, the arrogance, they have to eradicate it. You talk about 1996. That was the year that Gaza scored that famous goal at Wembley. We flicked it over the Scotch guy's head and then came round and buried it in the back of the net. They got to the semi-final of the Euros that year. They got exactly the same distance. They went the same distance as Wales have gone this year. But they were doing it at home in England. Wales did it in France. Wales have actually surpassed one of the highlights of English footballing history that they still, you know, yatter on about.
Yeah, and like I said, that's the arrogance that's there probably, because, you know, England still talk about, you know, they were the best team that year, that was their year to win it, and if it hadn't have been for Paul Gascoigne's outstretched leg and, you know, all of that. Whereas Wales will just enjoy every second of this. And they did deserve to be there. Okay, they rode their luck a little. They certainly rode their luck against Nolan Aaron. But again, their big player turned up and it mattered. You know, Gareth Bale barely got a kick of the ball against Nolan Aaron. And the one time he did, he produced a sensational cross that leads to the only goal of the game. And that's what England just do not have.
I see a question on the text. I think I know the answer. I think the answer is no. But the third, fourth place playoff, that doesn't happen at the Euros.
No, no, it's a stupid game anyway. I don't understand why they ever do that. I think when a team gets knocked out in the semi-finals, I think the last thing they want to do is to play another game.
Couldn't agree more. World Cup, they do it, but they don't do it in the Euros. Mark, as you're saying, and I'm saying, heartiest congratulations to the Welsh Footballing Association, the Welsh football team, the Welsh football fans, everyone associated with Wales. They'll have their heads held very, very high. Thanks for speaking to us during the course of the competition, Mark, by the way. Thank you.